broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, 8:17, Wednesday night.
Right on time.
Once again.
And
what we got?
I don't want to say nothing, but it's our last show before vacation.
Ooh, that is right.
Yep.
Are you here next week?
Depends on the weather.
You may bug out?
I might bug out.
Yeah.
You mean you'll go on vacation to somewhere warm, or you're going to not make the six-block trip from there to here?
The whole month of February, I'm out.
You gone.
Okay.
And I might leave next Thursday, might leave next Wednesday, depending on the weather here, if I need to.
What it looks like.
So where are you going, Florida?
Florida.
Cool. When do you leave?
I fly out Wednesday at 6 o'clock next week.
Nice.
In Florida at 9.
Very nice. Go down there and blow the stink off of us for a couple weeks?
Yes.
First of all, my God, Otis Wendell. That is horrible.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Horrible. What a great guy Otis Wendell is.
Whoa. I hate that, too.
So my understanding was it was very sudden, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he'd been in the best of health either, though.
Wilker said that he got a call at 12:30, and he said, that's a call you never want to get.
Oh, Jesus, I bet not.
Unbelievable. And then Courtney was at the ER.
Oh, she was pregnant.
Oh, man.
So Chuck told me that. Otis Wendell's too young. He's our age. Great guy.
He's an icon of our
age. Yeah. Otis was always, lover of cars.
Love cars. Big car guy.
Lover of grandkids.
Got a great grandkids. Hate that.
Man, that's a lot of. And then we lost Chuck Post.
Chuck Post, another one.
Another 59er. Fee, how old am I? 59.
59er, Bobby.
How old's Big Fee?
Big Fee, 60.
60. What's going on?
It ain't good.
How old are you? 104.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I'm a couple of years ago, I passed the 50-50 spot. Obituaries in the newspaper.
Yeah,
over half of them are younger than me now.
Ooh. Nice.
You keep thinking, I guess tomorrow might be my day. I might not wake up dead tomorrow.
I hated that news this morning.
So yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, you shocked me on that one.
Yeah,
that
was horrible. Gosh darn it.
Horrible.
Yeah. And then, congrats to Coach Tyler Deitch.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Little basketball going. 3 in a row.
Boy.
Great job, girls. Come back 8 points down. The Hillscamp girl's tremendous.
Yeah.
She is tremendous.
First of all, she can shoot it.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely can shoot the basketball. I'm a fan.
Yep, but she can also handle the ball really well.
Fast as light.
And she has that instinct. When the ball goes up, she knows where it's coming. She isn't always tall enough to get the rebound, but she's always there.
But Callie's playing well starting to find her stroke.
Yep.
But Mandy's other daughter got hurt last night.
Well, she did. I missed that.
Yeah, she got hurt. She looked like she set a pick. I was watching on Burn TV.
Burn Messenger. Is the that's a newspaper.
And she set a pick and looked like maybe somebody frogged her.
Oh yeah.
They took her out. Went in halftime and come back and she went a little bit and then she was
gone.
Couldn't
do it. Yeah. Hmm. That might be an ice down deal. Man.
Yeah, hopefully.
I hope so too. Yeah.
She's played well.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Yeah. She very much has.
Lutho girls play well. Who else we got there? Carly.
Yeah.
Carly works her butt off.
Well, you kind of forget about her because she just does that. She's done that for 3 years.
Little Googs girl.
She played very well. I like her game too.
Now
we've had everybody that went in last night played well, and I don't know how good a team that was.
Hey, Jackie.
But the Priest girl, you know that. She set the school record for career scoring at 1,281 when she got done. 1,276. You know, 1,200 points in a career is a lot.
It is.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of points.
But nice win for Coach and the girls. Yeah. And they're in action tomorrow against Coldwater, a team that we can beat.
Yes.
It's a gettable one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I believe.
Yep.
You're right.
And that's let's get on a roll. That's at Coldwater tomorrow.
Yep.
Game that will be on for Recovery Radio.
Yep. Yep.
Rob Weaver on?
No. He's not doing any games this week. That's all Indiana. Yeah.
You're on?
Unless I can find somebody to come help me now. Darian and Chase Bruns have talked about doing some of the games, but Darian can't get to an away game
right.
in time after practice to do it, so I've been stuck with it. And.
Yep. Yeah,
I do the best I can, and sometimes that's the best there is.
All you can do.
Yep. Yeah. And
you do good.
And I've almost never had the wrong team winning.
Well, there you go.
and when you're the only one on the air, if you just tell them which team has the ball and what the score is, you know, that's a lot better than nothing.
That's exactly right. Let's take a break. Come back. We're going to talk boys basketball sports talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA. Your best friend on a busy night.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's 17th annual Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, January 20th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, January 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring an all-you-can-eat chili supper on Friday night, January 19th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Fort Recovery Education Association Scholarship Fund. Get to the Coldwater Boys basketball game early on January 19th and enjoy the Fort Recovery Education Association chili supper with all the fixins. Serving will be from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. And be sure to grab some of the Cy Iota Zy's Krispy Kreme donuts after the game.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. The Hastings hotline is buzzing.
No, he's calling me back on my personal phone because I couldn't get the Skype thing done real quick. So
Skype?
Let me see if I can call this young man.
We got a guy trying to call us.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, now we're getting some.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Who we got here?
You have the most humble man on the face of the earth. Don't need to say my name because everyone out there is listening that knows it.
Good to speak to you, Jesus.
That your show.
It is Jesus.
Jesus is in the house.
What can we do for you?
Jesus.
You said the most humble man.
I was made in his image. I can guarantee you that right now. But I understand by listening to that sleeper hold you guys are putting on the entire audience, bumbling around about basketball, that you guys are looking for an announcer want to throw my hat into the race.
Oh, my God.
See you tomorrow night, Coldwater.
Coldwater?
I'm busy tomorrow night. What other night you got?
Well, that's the one we need.
Hey, why ain't you got a game?
What, tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I have a game tomorrow night. That's why I can't go.
Oh. Mm. Somebody actually hired you?
You know, there's a big shortage out there.
Yeah, it must be a huge shortage. Yeah, no doubt about it. What's going on? Hey, I don't want to say nothing about the Bengals because the Browns took one on the chin Sunday.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we couldn't get embarrassed by like 40 points on national television.
Hey,
I'm sorry about that.
We are beat up.
We're hurt.
Yeah, you guys flacked around and found out, didn't you? Yeah.
I'm going to punch you the next time I see you. Who's going to be the next commissioner of the MAC?
Not me. I know that's
you're out?
Not for me. I can guarantee that.
No, you got to have a brain.
You got to have a brain?
Yes.
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out. You're out. He's out.
I'm out.
And honestly, and I want to say this right now, and I mean it with all respect removed. I hope you know that.
Yeah.
You are a very ugly person.
Thank you very much.
Inside and out. You're just an ugly person.
I am very terribly ugly.
Ugly, yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Are you driving right now?
No, I'm at my palatial estate in Versailles, Ohio.
Versailles.
So where is the trailer park in Versailles?
You mind your mouth there, Neil. I don't want to smack you around, too. Bubba's first. He is going to get it, too, because he's an associate.
Associate. And then guilty by
I'm getting associated beating.
No question.
So I think that I should be invited into the studio. I think next week I should be invited into the studio.
You should be.
You'd be great, considering we're going to be gone.
We're going to be in Florida.
We're going to be laying on the beach buck naked.
Ooh, I don't want to see that.
Oh,
Speedos, baby.
Where at?
Yeah, I know you wanted to know. I figured that.
over to Villanova Beach.
I want to make sure I avoid that. Don't sully my parks.
He'll be at Villanova Beach.
I've never even heard of that.
Hey,
it's on Grand Lake. It's on beautiful Grand Lake.
You know what's disappointing to me? I'm just going to say this. You want to tell you something that's disappointing? So I'm a loyal subscriber. I'm a loyal subscriber to the Daily Standard.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I open it up, and whose mug is on it?
Humble.
Jesus.
I mean, when you get the big games like I do.
He's big.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You kind of just like, I kind of luck my way into the. But was it?
We had
Barclay
your.
Minster?
Yeah. We had Tarrant, TK, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Stinking up the floor, was he?
No, yeah, he sucks too.
You know, one thing I've learned about TK, he's struggling without me out there carrying him every
you
night.
Broke
now.
Up the team. What happened? What happened to the team?
Dynamic I do a bomb. Lot down south now, so.
Yeah, because you're not
I
one of them.
I say that even last night I was at Van Wert, but.
Yeah, that's south. Jesus. Did I ever tell you about the time?
I volunteer my time to do this. And you're just going to sit here and insult me the whole time?
Hey.
I haven't said anything negative about you at all.
No, let me tell you something.
He was ugly.
You did say ugly.
Inside and out.
That's the truth, though. My mom told me to always tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
I'm driving through Paulding, Ohio, all right? And they got this huge billboard. Many things, monsters.
Big boy. What are you on?
This mug of that guy we're talking to right now is on the big screen.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I was like, I could throw up here or shoot a 22 right through it.
The percentage of females between 18 and 35 putting in applications went through the roof.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll bet they did. Oh, for the love of God. Who you got this week?
Where am I at this week?
You got any Fort Cavalry games?
I'm at St. Henry Friday night.
St. Henry.
How about Fort Recovery? You coming over any more this year?
I had a girls game, I think.
Oh, good. Remind me to miss that one, Neil.
You can't miss them. You're there.
Most of them anyway. You know, the last time I was at Fort Recovery, my shirt, a Honduras shirt, was hanging from the rafters like they retired it, like at Madison Square Garden. I was humbled.
Yep.
Very good.
It was well-deserved.
So how's the Honduras doing this year?
I haven't heard.
Well, right now I am not. Unfortunately, I got fired from War Wrestling. So the Honduras is still there, but they're being led by the Humbler, which is not me, despite what all the fans think. It's not me.
Right.
It's a masked individual that I'm close personal friends with, and he's kind of taking over the reins of the Honduras for me. But
Are you officially out? Or are you taking a break?
Until I can find a way to get back in. See, I was in a match that I was unjustly fired during the match.
Mm-hmm.
If we won, we were going to get control of the company. But if we lost, we were going to be fired.
Right.
But there was a garbage ending. There was a lot of shenanigans going on.
No way.
I really feel like we didn't lose. Excuse me, I'm speaking. Yeah. I don't interrupt you when you're talking. That's very rude. That's very rude.
Go, we're listening. We got like 10,000 people listening right now.
You guys must be rounding up from four. But yeah, I tell you right now, as soon as I find a way to get back into War Wrestling, I'm going to be right there. I tell you what right now.
You know what I suggest?
They got a big show coming up the first Saturday of February. They got a big show going up. I know that I won't be there. I will be. It's February 3rd, by the way, because I know you guys can't look at a calendar. I know that I won't be there because I will be on a beach in Mexico. I'm going down to Progreso, Mexico, going to have a great time.
Ooh. Well, I would suggest that maybe you could sneak in. You might maybe want to put on a mask so they don't know who you are and tell them that you're Fred Flintstone or something.
Yabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba do.
And call yourself the Humbler.
I'm finding it very hard not to just call you a moron right now. I'm finding it very difficult. Well,
I'm thinking that would be a great way to get back in there and they never even know.
My God, I'm hoping you're sitting down.
Yes. Don't worry about it. Hey, we got a show. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Hey, we got a lot to talk about tonight.
Oh, well, I'll get out of your way then so you guys can bore the rest of the community.
that's very thoughtful of you.
Hey,
Linda, hang up on these people. I'm tired of talking to them.
Thanks for calling.
Boop. Nick Hahn.
That guy.
Nick Hahn. The Humbler.
He's not the Humbler. The Humbler took his place.
Ooh, I thought he took over.
No, he's out.
Humbler took
he's
over.
He lost it.
Oh, the Humbler got him.
Well, what happened he was in a match.
And
the winner of the match got the company.
Ooh, and he lost.
And he said he got hosed.
But he got hosed.
He got the shit kicked out of him is what happened. So.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah, he can't wrestle. He couldn't beat up us three.
No.
No, he's...
We could individually.
No.
Oh, I'd forfeit.
No, you'd get him. You're quick. You're cat quick.
Yeah, I'm real quick at saying I forfeit.
Oh, is that what it is?
Don't hit me.
So it's been a tough road for the Fort Recovery Indians under Coach Leverett and the boys.
Yeah.
And Monday night at Delphi's was probably offensively one of the better games we've played.
Yeah, except for that second or late first quarter when they just walked away from us.
Yeah, they shot lights
pretty good.
Out.
Pretty good ball club.
Yep. They are really good. They're fun to watch.
Yep.
Disciplined.
I see your comment. Does anybody ever win here?
Yeah,
I don't know if you ever do.
Pat said he won there. He texted me. I got it.
I think Jim Melton won there.
I think we did, too.
I think he did.
We might have.
Yeah. He wasn't scared of them. He didn't even know we weren't supposed to win there.
Well, they're really good.
Yeah.
They're just solid. They got good ball handlers. They're not real big.
Yeah.
They're young, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Cameron Elwer's really good, and his younger brother's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Solid. Solid ball club.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. And the Indians go back in action against a very good Colbert team Friday night at the Fortside. Krispy Kreme's feet.
Krispy Kreme, not chili. Chili, don't forget about
chili.
The chili.
Chili before the game. Krispy Kreme's after the game.
They go together.
There you go.
Well, if you take a couple of hours in between.
Is there any chance that there'll be Krispy Kreme's here next Wednesday?
I wasn't planning on it because I don't eat donuts, but...
What, you make donuts? Make them!
I haven't made any in decades.
Think about this.
I made some 3 years ago at the fish fry.
Think about this.
Yeah?
Speaking of fish fry.
Ooh. Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yep.
Sportsman's Club.
Yep.
6 o'clock?
Four to seven.
4 to 7.
4 to 7.
4 to 7?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really? Used to be 4:30 to 7, but we in the past we've had a game on Saturday yeah. night that was rescheduled, and so they started at 4. Now they're just going to do
girls ever play Saturday night. Games?
We have a few.
Used to.
We have
used
a
to play
few.
Every used play every Saturday.
Yep. Used to, but they've gone away from that.
Why?
I'm they're not out. 100% sure why, but...
I like Saturday games.
Saturday games yeah. are good.
We do have one next week, and it is Franklin Monroe, and I just heard from the coach say, I haven't gotten anything from the athletic department, but Franklin Monroe, next Saturday the 27th, they don't have a JV team, so it will be an 11 o'clock start, varsity only.
Where's that at?
That's here.
Okay.
Home versus Franklin next Monroe.
Yeah,
and that is here. The last Saturday, actually, we've only had Saturday, November 25th was Saturday the first night. One, and this one is the last one. So there's just two this year.
Huh.
That's very
so
unusual.
Who's the girls play while we're gone? We got next Thursday they have St. Henry.
Nope. Next week is Marion Local Week.
Oh, Marion Local Week.
I miss that. And Saturday, I think boys play Miss Central. Next Saturday?
Let's see. Let me get my. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So next Saturday, it's the girls at 11 a.m. against Franklin Monroe at home, and then the boys are at Mississinewa next Saturday. Next week, the girls play at Indian Lake on Monday, and home against Marion Local on Thursday, and then home Franklin Monroe. We talked about at 11 a.m. varsity only.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week, girls are at St. Henry on Thursday. And then the week after that, it is
Minster?
Monday against at home against Salina, then Thursday at Minster.
What's the date there?
And Saturday, no, that's boys. They're on which one?
Minster.
Minster is Thursday, February 8th.
All right, we're back. We'll be back for this.
We're back. We're back for them.
Yep, that'll be our back returner. She'll be Minster.
Yeah.
Do you know? Will you be back for Sports Talk that the night before?
Should be
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
oh, yeah, the 7th.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We may suspend our. We'll see if we have somebody we really want to talk to on Insight next week. And we might have Insight with no Sports Talk. That would be next week, the 24th.
24.
The 31st, we might or might not have anybody on Insight then. You guys will be gone. Mm-hmm. And then the 7th, you'll probably be back.
Give me back.
Is that right?
The yep.
6th or 7th. Yeah, 7th.
We will be back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a couple of weeks with no Sports Talk and probably no Insight, but we'll determine that if we find somebody that needs to get on. We'll definitely put them on.
Get them on.
So that's the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
Anyway, so that'll give us time to get this figured out. We're not going to be able to.
We got some sound issues, folks.
We've got audio. Out there audio issues.
It's something that Chuck's been trying to figure out, and he thought he was going to have time to do it today. And with the family emergency, that is not going to happen.
No,
that did not happen, and it may not happen soon. It is going to give us problems with any kind of. Of simulcast, but we'll be able to broadcast with our sports, but we can't do a simulcast very well. It'll be the very, very low volume. And we did have that on one of the, I think the last game we did with Rob, which was probably last Friday, maybe Thursday, I can't remember which. And so it is how it is. You can turn it up real loud and almost hear it pretty well, but it's not that the regular volume where you can get it right. at a comfortable volume or turn it up if you're leaving the room. So,
yeah. Yes, sir.
So, want to take a quick break and come back and
sounds
do
good.
Some stuff?
Be I
back
like
in
it.
Just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobin with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobin at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will go to Coldwater to take on the Lady Cavaliers, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available for the game. On Friday, the boys will host Coldwater. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and our audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. The Fort Recovery Education Association will have their chili supper in the Commons before the game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 6:30. And after the game, the Cy Iota's Eye will be selling their Krispy Kreme donuts. Get out to the games to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, Council 3324, are again sponsoring their annual free throw contest, and all boys and girls ages 9 to 14 are invited to compete. The event is free, and it will be held at the elementary middle school gym on Sunday evening, January 28th at 6:30, and the doors will open at 6 o'clock for practice. Our 9, 10, and 11-year-olds will shoot from 12 feet, and 12, 13, and 14-year-olds will shoot from the standard 15-foot foul line. Trophies will be awarded for all age groups for both boys and girls, and the winners in each category will advance to the district free throw contest in early February with a chance to move on to the regional, state, and national competitions. The sign-up forms are available at school and will also be available the evening of the competition. Feel free to contact Greg Lefevre if you have questions at 419-852-2654. Come and join the fun at the KFC's annual free throw contest held at the elementary middle school gym on Sunday evening, January 28th, with the contest starting at 6:30.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Now we're back here at Sports Talk with good friend Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, buddy.
Did you get your dishwasher today?
It's Cody's.
Okay, is it? We got it?
Yep, we got it at the house. Now we just got to get her hooked up.
Brand new.
Yep.
How big?
I don't know.
19?
Commercial size.
About this big.
Heavy?
No.
Light. No.
Me and Cody lifted it up easy.
And you don't have many muscles left.
None.
Cody had her all?
Cody had most of it.
Sam said she goes down there and Lila's unbelievable. She thought, you know, she got that little way she thought.
Yeah.
Sam said she comes down and she said, I got dirt here and dirt here, and it's Erica's fault. Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah, you do have to love stuff like that, don't
you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Erica's fault.
It's Erica's fault.
Yeah.
So who's Erica?
Erica's a babysitter. Erica, work camp.
Oh, okay.
She babysits for him.
Well, so she pushed him in the mud.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll betcha.
I took pizzas down there Monday when no school, so they were fired up, to say the least. Feed the Browns.
Ugh. We weren't very good.
I would say understatement, maybe.
That was kinda,
I just never seen that coming.
That was brutal.
I mean, I can understand us losing. I thought it
was going to be a good game. I did. Ugh. Our defense didn't
show up. Well, the way the Browns have been playing the last 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, you'd think something would go a little different from that.
They're not very good on the road.
No.
What were they, 8-1 at home?
Yeah, yeah. So we only.
Well, then why didn't they just play at home?
That's what we should have. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Maybe I should have been in on this conversation a couple of weeks ago.
Of course. I agree. You could ask the Dallas Cowboys that. They were 8-0 at home, and they got smoked.
Oh, my God. Do you think, wow. You think Belichick, where's he going?
I don't know. I'd say if Jerry wants him.
He's either going to go to Atlanta or Dallas.
Dallas.
I don't know. What is he, 15 wins away from the all-time wins?
Something like that, yeah.
So he wants to get that.
I was thinking. So I was thinking it was 12.
Dallas.
It might be.
Thinking it was very, with a really good team, he could get it next year.
One-year possibility.
Yeah.
And the Dallas plays in such a terrible division.
Right.
He could,
Yeah.
Because Dallas is going to win 10, 11 games every year.
Every year, yeah.
But, man, they got there. I loved it.
Man, they got smoked.
How good was that Jordan Love?
I'd say they were saying, what's your face?
See you, Aaron Rodgers.
See you, Aaron. We don't need you anymore.
Man, that's crazy. The NFL's crazy.
It is.
C.J. Stroud is phenomenal.
Boy, he looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, all year.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield.
How can you not, if you're a Browns guy, how can you not root for him?
Well, yeah.
Man, he kind of got hosed.
Yeah. Well, I think he did, too.
Yeah.
Hey, just one of those line of 28 quarterbacks in 14 years.
Yeah.
Oh, or whatever it was.
About 50.
Yeah. Just,
four this year.
Yeah. That starting quarterbacks, I think 3 years ago, they had 2.5 times as many starting quarterbacks as seasons.
If there's anybody out there that needs hand sanitizer,
Neil's got her.
I have some.
Are you a germ freak?
No, I haven't put
these
any.
These are just left over from COVID?
Well, yeah.
Remember, we got a whole bunch of it for the when we had COVID.
Yep.
And we had our Christmas gala. We had all kinds of it out there.
Yep.
And I think this is what we got.
This might be. There's three different kinds here.
There'll be some left over.
Yep. Had all kinds of stuff.
Safety first for us at FR.
Really. We are nothing but safe.
Well, I'm not really that much.
You're not? Not real safe.
I don't wear a seatbelt in my chair here.
No?
You wear one while you're driving?
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Can't
I
be naked without it?
Yeah. I when I worked for Ron Garrett, when we moved cars around the lot, I put my seatbelt on because I was very uncomfortable without a seatbelt on.
I don't know.
You had a, and I've seen some videos, the Pud Man, the fabulous Pud Man.
The fabulous Pud Man.
Turned 70 Sunday, and you had a little party.
Yeah, that was good up at Coon's Den.
Coon's Den.
In Geneva.
That's my cousin's own that. Do you know that?
No, Coon's I didn't Den? Know that.
Yeah. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't mention that.
Yeah,
they probably didn't want anybody to know.
Probably not.
Keep it on the down low.
Yeah, that's right. No.
I don't know if Pud Man knows that. He might.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Does he? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, they treat him
Jason
like a king.
Banner. Yeah. They, oh, do they really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well. He's the Pud Man.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you? He's a legend.
Who is the guy playing the guitar? Dude, Mustang Sally. He's pretty good.
There's two guys. I didn't know their names. I don't know, but it's on the Coon's Den Facebook page who they were. I'm not aware of who they are, but yeah, they did a really good job, and it was a good party and had a lot of people there, and they had one of the there's a guy in Geneva, I believe he's 92 years old. He came, and he was one of Ray Miller's, Pudman's dad, one of his high school basketball players when Ray came out of college and was coaching basketball somewhere northwest of here.
Huh.
I don't remember what town. And then a couple of years later, he ended up in Portland, and he's Portland Rockets, and this year is going to be their 65th year.
65
in baseball.
And I believe that is the longest or second longest semi-pro franchise in the country.
Hmm. We should do a game. Think they'd let us do a game?
Oh, absolutely. They would.
I think that'd be neater than hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd say that'd be great.
Yeah.
Rob Weaver has done a couple of their games just recently.
Yeah.
But, it was always really neat, but Randy, and I can't think of the girl's name, Randy has a guy, a young lady who helps him get sponsorships and all that stuff. So it's gone from costing him personally probably $20,000 a year for that to work.
Yeah.
to actually breaking even.
Yeah. Hmm. We should have Fort Recovery Day at the Rocket Baseball.
Yep. Yeah. We can do that.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd.
I love it.
I think I'd be near now.
Yeah. You guys figure out either when you think you want to do it.
Yep.
And, you know, his schedule will come out in probably 4, 5, 6 weeks and yep. figure out which one we want to do. I'll get with Pudman and we'll
and
see.
And Neil is throwing out the first pitch.
Yep.
I can't. Well, I have to throw it underhanded because I've got two bad shoulders and I can't throw overhand.
Yeah.
I can kick it.
Kick it.
McNeil is throwing out the first pitch.
I don't think that's a good
idea. I think that's a great idea.
I like it. Pudman, love it.
You.
Don Shoemaker. Big Shoe is the catcher.
Yeah, I'm the pitcher and he's the catcher.
Bring the heat.
Yes, that works.
Bring the heat, baby.
That'd be great. We are having Fort Recovery Night.
Yeah, I like that.
What about Ivan? Ivan's our best listener.
He is our best listener.
He's our best listener.
He can't hear right now because our volumes are all screwed up.
Well, he gets it turned up real loud and then the commercials come on.
Kathy Etzler.
Kathy's a big
Ivan, Kathy Etzler, and Perry Hall.
Yep.
And Chuck Etzler.
Donnie Wertkamp.
Yep. Donnie Wertkamp's there, dude.
I'll tell you, Chuck Etzler has umpired there several times in the past.
Absolutely.
Yep, he's a good one. He knows his way around that place.
Yep.
Runkle-Miller Field.
So Saturday feed, we got the fish fry?
Fish fry.
Yep.
And that
you don't have to cook anything this weekend.
I got guest bartenders.
Who we got?
I got me.
Yep.
And Cody.
Yep.
And Greg Collick.
Oh, my.
That's awesome.
Bringing them in.
What's your shift?
The whole
time.
You're doing it all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I said, I'll help with the bartending. I'm the only one on the list. Bartender fee.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
So you recruited them. So
you used recruit. To just be Bill.
Yeah.
And sometimes you could actually get a beer.
Bill and Pork.
Yeah.
Bill and Pork.
Pork went back and got his own.
Yeah.
Anybody else need one while Bill's chit-chatting?
I like going out there and just hanging out.
Yeah.
He's got good fish, too.
Yeah, I love
it's great fish.
It is.
And
fish fries. We got hot dogs if you're a little... Grandkids don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yep. And
come on out.
Roger has, you know, we went from having the regular fish that you kind of cut up and different sizes and stuff. The last several years, he's gotten the cod loin, which is same size pieces all the way through.
Yep.
And it's real good quality cod.
Yep.
And it's good pieces,
good
chunks, and it's
good
always
fish.
Really good.
Yeah,
and the breading, he. And he doctors up the breading with a little bit of pepper and some other stuff and makes it really, really good.
Yeah, Friday night, we got to get up chili
supper
and then buy some donuts.
Absolutely.
Game's over.
Absolutely. We got that. We got girls basketball. Try to for four
Thursday.
In a row tomorrow night.
Try to get
Coldwater.
The fourth win. They can
get
do
up,
it.
Yeah, get over there and watch the Indians against Coldwater. That'd be good. Toby Seifrin coaches it.
Yep.
He's varsity assistant, I think, over at Coldwater.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Good. Yep.
Toby's a good guy.
I agree.
Toby's a great guy. Yep.
I've known him since he was like 18 playing on the R&D team, and I thought, I don't know who that guy is, but I like him, and found out he's Greg Seifring's son, and I figured, well, no wonder I like him.
Yep.
Greg was one of my all-time favorite Coldwater guys by far.
No doubt about it.
There were some really good ones.
And then on Friday, we got home versus the Cavaliers.
Yep.
And then... Saturday, fish fry.
Yep.
And Sunday, football.
Watch a little football on Sunday. Who wins the NFL?
Can't be.
Who's your picks?
Well, I'm going to take Buffalo because that's who Will wants.
Buffalo, that's big for Will.
I like Buffalo. I like the Ravens to beat Houston, but I'm rooting for Houston.
I'm rooting for Houston, too.
In the NFC, I mean, Detroit, so I want to win the whole thing.
I'm with you. I love the Lions.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I would make Pudman and King Bob very happy.
Yes, sir.
We're rooting for the boys.
Absolutely.
They've been Lions fans for 50 years
forever.
Or more.
And then I want the Packers to beat the Niners.
Yeah, I think that'd be neat, too.
Yeah, but I don't think they will.
I don't think so, either.
I think the Niners are going to
They might have her dialed in. Yeah. They might have her dialed in for the champs.
Yeah, I'm going Niners and Ravens Super Bowl, right? Going chalk.
Yeah. There'll be a little payback.
Yeah, that's right.
If that happens.
That'd be good.
Because they thumped 49ers in the season.
Absolutely, they did. They did. Anything else you got, brother?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
A lot of good. We got a big weekend coming up.
Yep.
And then we will not be on the air next week. Neil might have something coming up.
We'll let you know if we're going to have anything on Insight. Right now, we're probably not going to do Insight or Sports Talk the next 2 weeks, but if we run into somebody that does want something
on
Insight that they have something special coming up, we'll have it.
Here. for Sports Talk.
Hominator.
He'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. You're saying that because you wouldn't be here.
That's for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, our sponsor, who is, every year, God love our sponsor,
Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA.
And for Neil Spencer, this is Bob Starr. We will see you in a couple weeks.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.